Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Let's go live to the National Weather Service. Meteorologist John Hitchcock is joining us. John, looks like some new advisories have been posted.
Good morning, Susan. Yeah, we do have winter weather advisories for a large portion of western New York. They start late this afternoon and this evening for the southern tier. Otherwise, they're mainly for tomorrow. We expect lake effect snow to develop late this afternoon and this evening across the southern tier, and it'll stay down there most of the night, and then it's going to move north very quickly early Wednesday morning. It'll cross the Buffalo metro area during the early to mid-morning. It's going to end up in the north towns in Grand Island for a few hours during the late morning and midday, and then it heads back the other way, back south across the metro area during the mid-afternoon and on its way to the southern tier again by tomorrow evening. So this band of snow is going to be moving around a lot tomorrow.
Okay, moving around a lot, that means it's not, you know, just the southern tier that's watching out for snow. What are we thinking of snowfall totals maybe from the south towns to the city of Buffalo?
Yeah, since this band is going to be moving around a lot, that's going to limit accumulations. It's not going to be over one spot for very long. So we think accumulations are only going to be in a 2 to 4 or 3 to 5 inch range for the city. The Chautauqua Ridge might see a little more than that, maybe up to 6 or 7 inches where it lasts a little longer down that way. So this is not really about the amounts, but most of that snow is going to fall in a few very brief bursts, one possible in the morning on the way north, and then again in the afternoon as it moves south. And it's also going to turn very windy tomorrow. Wind gusts will be up to 40 miles per hour, so that will result in a lot of blowing and drifting and very poor visibility for a brief period of time as these bands move around.
All right, and this is happening at a crucial time too, right? Basically drive time, both morning and afternoon.
Yeah, it could impact both drive times. The band moving north in the morning will probably cross the metro area during the morning rush hour. Might not be too terribly intense, and the wind won't be that strong yet. So, you know, expect some slick spots for the morning drive, but probably not too bad. I think the afternoon band is going to be stronger, and the winds will be stronger. It might clear the city and the north towns before the afternoon rush hour, but the south towns will still be impacted for the afternoon rush.
So a lot to kind of take in and watch out for tomorrow. Past that, are we just dealing with one day of lake effect snow and then a little bit of a cool down?
Yeah, this is just a very brief one-day event. It'll be over by Thursday morning, and we'll be dry again on Thursday. Cold day on Thursday, upper 20s to around 30, but then we warm up again. We're back in the 40s for Friday and Saturday.
And does that stay, that warmer temperature?
Just for a couple days. It will start to cool off again on Sunday with rain changing back to snow. And that might continue into Monday. So we're kind of on a roller coaster ride this week.
I never like hearing roller coaster ride when it comes to weather, but that is maybe this time of year. Hey, John, thanks so much. It's John Hitchcock over at the National Weather Service.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.